There's growing evidence that women's brains are especially vulnerable to Alzheimer's disease. Women make up about two-thirds of Americans with the disease. NPR's John Hamilton has more from the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, which is taking place here in Washington, D.C. this week.
For many years, researchers thought more women had Alzheimer's simply because they live longer than men. But at a press conference at the Alzheimer's meeting, Christine Yaffe of the University of California, San Francisco, said that view is changing.
There's something else going on in terms of the biology, the environment for women that may make them at greater risk, or if they have some symptoms, maybe change the progression.
Several researchers at the Alzheimer's meeting presented studies supporting that idea. Catherine Amy Lin from Duke University was part of a team that studied the medical records of about 400 people with mild cognitive impairment, a condition that often leads to Alzheimer's.
We looked at both men and women, and we aimed to examine the 8-year rates of cognitive decline and the differences in these rates between women and men.
Lin says over that 8-year period, the difference was dramatic.
We found that women decline at almost twice the rate of men. And we also found that women have faster acceleration of decline over time, both in cognition and function.
So many women who had subtle memory problems at the beginning of the study had major deficits by the end. Another study used PET scanning to measure levels of amyloid in about 1,000 people, including many with cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's disease. Amyloid is the substance that forms sticky plaques in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. Michael Weiner of the University of California, San Francisco, says there was a clear difference between men and women, regardless of their age.
Overall, women have more amyloid in their brain than men,
which points to a higher risk of developing Alzheimer's. Weiner says what's still not clear is why women's brain cells are more vulnerable to the disease. He says it could be because every cell in a woman's body carries two X chromosomes instead of an X and a Y.
But there are other differences. There are hormonal differences. Women have estrogen, men have testosterone. And then there are lifestyle differences, diet, exercise, childbearing.
Weiner says researchers still don't understand the mechanism that causes more Alzheimer's disease in women.
If we did understand the mechanism, then potentially we could develop treatments which are aimed at that mechanism.
John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.